My name is Sandra Williams, and I'm glad to be here because we need to stop the budget cuts because all our centers, senior centers, we need to have the activities there to help us, to make us strong, and we pay so much into our incomes where we work all our life, and we should be appreciated.
My name is Inez Pickett, and I'm from Tompkins Park Senior Center. And we have a very good director, Mrs. Burgos. And she's doing everything to keep us open. So we need help.
And help is why those women, along with hundreds of others, made their way to City Hall in torrential rain.
My name is Eunice Solomon. I'm from Tilden Senior Community Center in Bronxville. And I'm trying to work very hard to keep up this center because every year we have to do a lot so that it won't be closed because it's of use to a lot of people in the community.
My name is Linda Beckford, and I'm from Tilden Center. And, you know, every year they said they're going to cut. So we're praying now that, you know, they will give us an increase.
The seniors gathered to put an end to the yearly budget dance, Councilwoman Gail Brewer.
We've got seniors on the steps with big signs like Stanley Isaacs and Project Find and all the different centers. And then you're surrounded by press and elected officials. Thank goodness it's not raining. Bobby Sackman, who's with an organization that's the umbrella group for all of the senior centers, is raving and rallying everybody up.
Bobby Sackman with the Council of Senior Centers and Services says it takes 2 months to organize the yearly Senior Advocacy Day.
And we work with the senior centers around the city. We give them talking points. We make the appointments with the council members. And then the senior centers bring them in a van. And it is a big effort because these people can't jump on a subway and show up. And they come. It was pouring this morning. We had flash flood warnings. My feet are still wet. And they show up. And I just always think it's remarkable. It always touches me very much when I see them come.
Do they show up because of the budget dance every year?
They're tired of the budget dance, but they know that it's an important, you know, thing that they have to participate in. And we want to say to whoever the next mayor is, you cannot do policy by budget dance. We need an age equality agenda. And we need the next mayor to have a plan in place and to really work and take older adults seriously.
My name is Jeanette Wills. I'm from Mount Darrett Center, and we would like our senior center to stay open because it helps a lot of people. Some is in bed bong, and we got to take up the food, and we would like for it to stay open. Please talk to the mayor. Mayor, please give us more money.
And as Mayor Bloomberg walks up the steps to City Hall, seniors take notice.
The seniors stood up and they said, not only do we want no cuts, we need more money. The seniors are the fastest growing segment of New York City's population. Do you know that baby boomers turned 70 in 2016? That's not so far away from now. So they said to the mayor, stop the cuts, and we even need more money because these services are lifeline services for people.
Councilwoman Brewer says what the mayor proposed are ancillary cuts to senior services.
Geriatric mental health is cut on the mayor's list. We'll hopefully put that back. Case management, which means the social worker or caseworker to work with individual seniors who are having problems paying their rent or hoarding or things like that, that has been cut. There are lots of other programs that may not fit exactly into a niche that the mayor has cut. So we're here to say that these programs are absolutely essential.
In New York City, the fastest growing segment of the population is now 85 years plus. Queens Councilman Jimmy Van Bramer says clearly programs for our children and seniors should not be on the chopping block every single year.
Why even cause the stress for seniors and children to go through this when in fact we're going to restore most of it, we should restore all of it, we should increase these funding, but to subject seniors to this is really unfair.
Van Bramer, along with other council members, say they won't stand for cuts to senior services. Brooklyn Councilwoman Sarah Gonzalez.
Every year we go through this dance. I'm budget negotiator for Brooklyn. I stand strong with my seniors. These are the legacy of our city, and we need to ensure that they get what they need, and I'm going to fight for them.
My name is Margaret Lopez. I'm representing Van Dyke Senior Center. We need the programs going on in our community center, senior centers, and also we don't want budget cuts, and we all vote, so voting is our power.
Seniors vote!
Besides hundreds of seniors at City Hall gathering to remind legislators that they are a strong voting public, more seniors lobbied the city council, meeting with 45 of the 51 council members, calling not only for a stop to budget cuts, but for more funding for senior programs and services. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.